Section 2, Museums and Historic Sites. As you read, look for examples of the many museums and historic sites in the state. Oklahoma is also a treasure trove of historic sites and museums. Historic sites are locations where important events took place. Museums provide a snapshot of our cultural and natural heritage, and they offer an interactive way to better understand our history. Museums of all sizes can be found in every part of the state. Many museums offer online virtual tours for those who can't visit them in person. The state-of-the-art Oklahoma History Center in Oklahoma City celebrates the varied events and experiences that make us Oklahomans. The story of our colorful shared heritage unfolds in 5 main galleries, rotating current exhibits, online exhibits, and outdoor displays. Exhibits in Oklahoma museums cover the spectrum from everyday living to once-in-a-lifetime events. Some unique items include Little Rascals memorabilia at Leedy, windmills at Shattuck, the Dewey County Jail, items from the movie Twister at Wakita, an exhibition on lawyer and gunfighter Temple Houston, son of Sam Houston of Texas, at Woodward, information about the first Boy Scout troop at Pawhuskie, items from the movie Dick Tracy at Pawnee, Chelsea's pre-cut Sears Roebuck home, the 1929 Coleman Theater in Miami, built for $600,000 in 1929, Pawnee Bill's ranch near Pawnee, and an actual World War II submarine, the USS Batfish at Muskogee. Prehistory. Discover what Oklahoma was like some 300 million years ago at the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History in Norman when you walk among the dinosaurs. Other exhibits depict how the early people in Oklahoma lived. Ancient artifacts of the Caddo and Choctaw people and a cast skeleton of a colossal dinosaur found nearby can be seen in the Museum of the Red River in Idabel. The fascinating culture of the prehistoric Caddoan people is interpreted at the Spiro Mounds Archaeological State Park in LaFleur County. Dinosaur tracks can be seen near the Black Mesa in the Panhandle when you explore the Kenton Mercantile or the Cimarron Heritage Center in Boise City. Ancient artifacts and fossils can be found in many other museums in the state. If you're interested in world history, visit the Mabee Jarrer Museum of Art in Shawnee. There you'll see art objects from Egyptian, Greek, Roman, Middle Ages, and Renaissance cultures, including 2 mummies, plus Native American, American Oceanic, and Eastern cultural artifacts. Native American. Tribal museums and cultural centers help tell the Native American story in Oklahoma. Visitors can tour the Cherokee Heritage Center in Tahlequah year-round, while the Salajee Ancient Village Living Museum is open during summer months. The world-class Chickasaw Cultural Center near Sulphur celebrates and shares the culture and heritage of the Chickasaw. You can find tribal museums for the Delaware, Wichita, and Apache Indians in Anadarko. Muskogee is home to the 5 Civilized Tribes Museum and the Attaloa Lodge Museum. Other tribal museums include the Seminole Nation Museum in Wewaka, the Kiowa Tribal Museum in Carnegie, the Osage Tribal Museum in Pawhuska, and Big Heart Museum in Barnesdall. When completed, the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum in Oklahoma City will share the unique experience of the American Indian. Frontier Era. The Three Rivers Museum in Muskogee preserves the multi-ethnic history and heritage of an important era in Oklahoma's early commercial history. The history of the Shalto family is intertwined with the Three Rivers area as told in the Shalto Memorial Museum in Salina. one of the many early day explorers in Oklahoma was writer Washington Irving, whose trail through our state is revisited at Ripley. The Reverend Washita Battlefield National Historic Site in Roger Mills County interprets the fateful events of November 27, 1868, when Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer and the 7th U.S. Cavalry attacked the southern Cheyenne village of Chief Black Kettle. Life in a frontier fort during the mid-1800s can be relived at Fort Towson Historic Site in Choctaw County. Visitors can also walk through the nearby Doakesville site, the former Choctaw Nation capital. Still an active Army base, Fort Sill also has a storied history that's told in the Fort Sill Museum, which includes the guardhouse that held the Apache warrior Geronimo. The home of the last chief of the Comanche, Quanah Parker, is located in nearby Cache. Fort Washita in Bryan County was built in 1841 to provide protection for the Choctaw and Chickasaw against enemy raids. Several period reenactments are held at the fort, and artifacts are on exhibit. Other 1800s posts, Fort Gibson and Fort Supply, also offer a look at frontier life, as does historic Fort Reno in Canadian County. Civil War sites. Several Civil War battles were fought on Oklahoma soil. The historic site of the Battle of Honey Springs, which was won by the Union Army on July 17, 1863, is located near Chickoda. The Union Army of the frontier included not only white troops, but also a large number of Native Americans and the 1st Kansas Volunteer Infantry Regiment, a regiment recruited from former black slaves. Another historic site commemorates the Cabin Creek Battle near Adair, and the Confederate Memorial Museum at Atoka highlights the Battle of Middle Boggy. Traveling. Follow the route of the trail over which thousands of cattle were moved in the heart of Oklahoma from Texas to Kansas at Chisholm Trail Museums in Waurika, Duncan, and Kingfisher. The Jones and Plummer Trail Museum is in Beaver, and the Buffalo Museum includes artifacts and an exhibit on the Fort Dodge Trail crossing. A number of museums feature the 1893 Cherokee Strip Land Run, including those in Blackwell, Perry, Alva, Enid, and Grant, and in Alfalfa County. A race like no other opened the unassigned lands on April 22, 1889, and that event is one of many spotlighted at the Oklahoma Territorial Museum in Guthrie. Railroads played a large role in settling Oklahoma, and many depots became museums when tracks were abandoned. The MKT, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Depot in Hominy, the Katy Depot in Chickoda, the Frisco Depot in Hugo, and Santa Fe Depots in Cheyenne and Winoka are among several that serve as museums. Shawnee's Santa Fe Depot Museum is in a spectacular 1903 Romanesque-style building. The Canadian County Museum Complex in El Reno's Heritage Park includes the restored Rock Island Depot. Route 66 museums in Elk City and Clinton, as well as Route 66 landmarks along the famed road, preserve a moment in the American experience. African Americans. African Americans searching for new beginnings came to Oklahoma in record numbers, creating more all-black communities than anywhere else in the country. Boley, one of more than 50 all-black communities, features a historic district that was founded as a camp for black railroad workers, a historical museum, and the now-closed Farmers and Merchants State Bank, the site of an attempted robbery by gangster Pretty Boy Floyd. Famous Oklahomans. Several museums are devoted to Oklahomans who have gained fame. These museums include the Will Rogers Memorial in Claremore, the Gene Autry Oklahoma Museum in Gene Autry, the Tom Mix Museum of Dewey, the Henry and Shirley Bellman Library and Museum in Billings, the Governor Say Mansion in Kingfisher, the T.B. Ferguson House of Watonga, the Peter Conser House in Hogden, Sequoia's Cabin near Salisaw, the Jim Thorpe House at Yale, the White Hare Memorial near Ralston, and the Museum of Sagebrush Artist Augusta Metcalf in Durham. Urban Regions. Tulsa is home to several world-class museums. These include the Philbrook Museum of Art, housed in the 1927 Tuscan-style estate of oilman Waite Phillips, the Gilcrease Museum Collection of American Indian and Western Art, the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, and the Geoscience Center. Oklahoma City also has a variety of museums. There are the renowned National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, the Harn Homestead on land claimed during the Great Land Run of 1889, the 45th Infantry Division Museum, the Museum of Osteology with over 300 skeletons on display, the Oklahoma Railroad Museum, the State Capitol, the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, the Firefighters Museum, and the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. The last tells the story of the April 19, 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. Other museums. Called the Little Smithsonian, the Woolrock Museum and Wildlife Preserve near Bartlesville, the country home of oil baron Frank Phillips, showcases outstanding paintings, sculptures, and artifacts. A replica of Oklahoma's first commercial oil well, the Nellie Johnston No. 1, is also found in Bartlesville, and Barnsdall has the Main Street Oil Well. Other commercial ventures also merit museums, such as the Cole County Historical and Mining Museum in Colgate. Enterprising journalists hauled printing presses by wagon and railroad across the forest and prairie, often setting up a newspaper shop in a tent. Guthrie's State Capitol Publishing Museum exhibits many original territorial furnishings and printing equipment. Newspapers are also featured in the museums in Carmen, Collinsville, and Hominy. Auto-related collections can be found at the Hajek Motorsports Museum, Vintage Dragsters, in Ames, the High Car Museum of Ponca City, and Darrell Starbird's National Rod and Custom Car Hall of Fame in Afton. Sports and those who excelled in them are also highlighted. Venues include the Mickey Mantle exhibit in Grove, Guthrie's Oklahoma Sports Museum with hundreds of items from over 300 state athletes, and the National Softball Hall of Fame Museum in Oklahoma City. The engineering marvel that created a port in landlocked Oklahoma can be seen at the Arkansas River Historical Society Museum in Catoosa. The history of the Arkansas River and McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System and the Tulsa Port of Catoosa is a fascinating look at human possibilities. Air and space museums can be found in both Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Oklahoma City is also home to the 99's Museum of Women Pilots, an international aviation organization established in 1929 with Amelia Earhart as the first president. The Thomas P. Stafford Astronaut Air and Space Museum is in Weatherford. The fabric and heart of Oklahoma come from people like you, and a number of community museums show what everyday life was like for our grandparents and great-grandparents. These and so many other museums in our state are just waiting to be explored. It's your turn. Number one, name two museums that celebrate famous Oklahomans. Number two, name two historic sites that commemorate Oklahoma's frontier era.